This week at Talk of the Nation, our producers noticed a different sound to some of the calls they answered. Take this example from Monday when Frank Stacio was in this chair.
800-989-8255 is the number to call if you want to join our conversation. And is it Trilly on the line from Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I'm wondering if...
As a listener, you'd have to be pretty obsessed with this program to notice anything unusual about that call. But for our staff here who travel vicariously around the world through our callers, it was our first opportunity to fantasize about the sunny shores of Myrtle Beach. I can feel that 80-degree water now. Trilly was the first listener from member station WHMC to get on our air on the first day that Talk of the Nation aired on her local public radio station, 90.1 FM in Conway, Myrtle Beach. To all the rest of the coastal Carolinians listening on WHMC, welcome to Talk of the Nation's Tent. We look forward to hearing more from you and to help introduce your region to the rest of our bi-coastal and in-between listeners. Joining us now is Myrtle Beach resident and author Nancy Rhine. Her latest book is Tales of the South Carolina Lowcountry. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you. And I can feel that warm water in Myrtle Beach right now, just like you can.
Well, Myrtle Beach is a very popular vacation destination. Lots of hotels and attractions. But tell us, there was one luxury hotel that started it all.
It really was. And it was called the Million Dollar Hotel. And even though they have some today that cost that much money, they will never have another Million Dollar Hotel like the Ocean Forest Hotel. And therein lies the entire history of the Myrtle Beach. And what was that? It was a hotel that had the first radio station in that part of the country. In 1947, they had the first talk show in that part of the country. It came from the Million Dollar Hotel, the Ocean Forest. The dining room was so special with the big chandelier that people who did not even like coffee went into the dining room in the 1930s and 40s and bought a cup for a dollar just to say they had been in the dining room under that chandelier. There were fashion shows and ladies' lunches in the arcade, and I'll never forget a handbag of my own that I bought there with a gorgeous seashell on the top. Now, there were rumors that Cubans ran a casino in the tower. Al Capone came. People came dressed to the nines and gave the maitre d' $10, and he opened the door, and they went up the little skinny steps to the casino in the tower. It was true. Gambling was at the Ocean Forest Hotel. And wedding receptions were in the ballroom all the time, and the terrace was a perfect place. And on the terrace is where Miss Myrtle Beach was crowned almost every year. Now, you might want to know how that happened. In the late 1920s, one was practically up on Myrtle Beach before seeing it. The center of town was little more than a flock of buildings, a haphazard hamlet containing one hotel, a wood pavilion, and about three or four beach cottages. Myrtle Beach grade school was 2 years old, and it would be two more years before a high school would be added. There was no bank and precious little need for one. The main road was of sand clay, and the newspaper, the Myrtle Leaf, was mimeographed. And on special occasions, it comprised as many as three pages. But the details about the new Million Dollar Hotel dazzled everybody. Mm-hmm. John T. Woodside and his brothers David, Robert, and Edward purchased for $850,000 about 66,000 acres of land that included 12 miles of ocean frontage. Colonel, later Brigadier General Holmesby Springs, who came to Myrtle Beach with the Woodsides, was largely responsible for the purchase of the property and the construction of the Million Dollar Hotel. Mr. Simeon B. Chapin also was an important investor. He was from New York and a very, very wealthy man. In fact, those of us in Myrtle Beach called him Simon B. Chapin. He wasn't really known as Simeon, but that's the way he spelled his name.
Nancy, we just have a few seconds left. Whatever happened to the Million Dollar Hotel?
Oh, my goodness. I have so much more to tell you about things that happened there. But then the great fortunes that came into Myrtle Beach to build a Million Dollar Hotel were gone because of the Great Depression that came in 1929. And all of these millionaires who descended upon Myrtle Beach lost their money. And the Million Dollar Hotel began to change hands. But everybody found that Grant Spinks devastatingly romantic. The boutiques were stocked with all sorts of gift items. Baths in the 202 ventilated guest rooms rendered both fresh and salt water. It was the place to be if you came to South Carolina.
Nancy Ryan, thank you so much for that story of the Million Dollar Hotel. Nancy Ryan is a Myrtle Beach resident and author. We end today with some music from one of the favorite sons of the Palmetto State, Dizzy Gillespie. I'm Neil Cownan, NPR News. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow, Lynn Neary next week. Bye-bye.